Hello and welcome once again to The Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Tuesday of the fourth week of Lent, March 17th, 2026, the feast day of St. Patrick of Ireland. Our gospel passage today comes from the evangelist John, where he writes, "When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been ill for a long time, he said to him, 'Do you want to be well?' The sick man answered him, 'Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. While I am on my way, someone else gets down there before me.' Jesus said to him, 'Rise, take up your mat, and walk.' Immediately the man became well, took up his mat, and walked." There are moments in the gospel when everything begins not with human effort, but with a divine gaze. Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been ill for a long time. But before the man speaks, before he asks, before he hopes, Jesus sees. Jesus knows. Jesus approaches. This is the mystery at the heart of Lent and the heart of the Christian life. God always moves first. The man at the pool has been ill for 38 years, nearly four decades of disappointment, nearly four decades of watching others go before him, nearly four decades of rehearsing the same story. "I have no one. No one else gets there, or someone else gets there before me." Notice what has happened to his hope. His imagination has narrowed. He believes healing can only come one way, through the stirred waters, and because he cannot reach them in time, he has quietly concluded that healing is not for him. How often is this our story, too? We come to believe, if only circumstances change, if only someone helps me, if only I were stronger, younger, different, then I could be well, then I could be free, then I could be holy. But Jesus does not stir the water. He bypasses the system. He bypasses the mechanism. He bypasses the man's limited expectations. Instead, he asks a startling question. "Do you want to be well?" At first, it seems unnecessary. Of course he wants to be well. But Jesus is asking something deeper. Are you willing to let go of the story you've been living? Are you ready for a healing that will change your identity? Are you ready to stop waiting for someone else and receive directly from God? The man does not answer the question. He explains his limitations. He tells his story again, and here is the tenderness of Christ. Jesus heals him anyway. No perfect faith, no eloquent prayer, no dramatic repentance, just weakness, just resignation, just a man who had been suffering for a long time. And Jesus speaks a word of authority. "Rise, take up your mat, and walk." The mat he lay upon for decades becomes a sign of his freedom. The place of helplessness becomes the testimony of grace. This is divine initiative. This is intervention. This is Lent. In the spiritual life, many of us are laying beside some interior pool. We wait for the right moment, the right feeling, the right strength, the right circumstances. We tell ourselves, when I feel more prayerful, I will pray. When I overcome this habit, I will come back to God. When my life settles down, I will change. But Christ does not wait for the water to stir. He comes to the place where you've been laying for years, the habit, the wound, the fear, the discouragement, the quiet resignation. And he asks you today, do you want to be well? Not someday, but right now. Because grace does not begin with your strength, it begins with his presence. As we remember St. Patrick of Ireland today, we see this gospel lived in a human life. Patrick did not plan his sanctity. As a young man, he was kidnapped and enslaved in Ireland. For years, he lived in isolation, hardship, and fear. It was there, when he had no control, no plan, no support, that God intervened. Patrick later wrote that, during his captivity, prayer arose within him constantly. Grace came first. Conversion came first. God found him before he found God. After his escape, Patrick could have lived quietly and safely, but divine initiative continued. In a dream, he heard the voices of the Irish calling him back. Return to the place of your suffering, return to the place of your wound, and bring Christ here. Patrick did not stir the water. He responded to grace. And through one man's obedience, a nation encountered the gospel. This is how divine intervention works. God acts, we respond, and grace multiplies beyond anything we imagined. Perhaps the Lord is asking you today, what mat have you been lying on? A long discouragement, a quiet resentment, a habitual sin, a spiritual dryness, a belief that change is no longer possible. Listen carefully. Your healing does not depend on your strength. It does not depend on perfect circumstances. It does not depend on someone else carrying you. Christ is already standing beside you, and his word is simple. Rise. Not tomorrow, not when you feel ready, now. Take one step, return to prayer. Take one step, go to confession. Take one step, forgive someone. Begin again. Trust that grace is already at work. Because the greatest miracle in this gospel is not that a man walked, it is that God came looking for him first. And he is doing the same for you. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you see us where we lie. You know the places in our lives that have grown tired, discouraged, or resigned. We confess that we often wait for the waters to stir. We wait for strength, for certainty, for the right moment. But today you come to us with your question, do you want to be well? Give us the courage to answer with our lives. Speak your word into our weakness. Rise. Take up your mat. Walk. Through the intercession of St. Patrick, teach us to trust your initiative, to respond to your grace, and to carry the signs of your healing into the places where we once suffered. May this Lent be a season of divine intervention. May our discouragement become testimony. May our weakness become the place where your power is revealed. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. If you found a blessing in this brief reflection today on the Feast of St. Patrick, I invite you to return here each and every day, where we break open the Word and apply it to our lives and our spiritual journey during this season of Lent. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.